state of complicated coexistence. As if the scene were not sufficiently strange, many baby sharks, each just 6 inches or so long, lay quietly on the shells as the octopuses roamed around them. A couple of years before this, I was snorkeling in another bay in Sydney. This site is full of boulders and reefs. I saw something moving under a ledge, something surprisingly large, and went down to look at it. What I found looked like an octopus attached to a turtle. It had a flat body, a prominent head, and 8 arms coming straight from the head. The arms were flexible, with suckers, roughly like octopus arms. Its back was fringed with something that looked like a skirt, a few inches wide and moving gently. The animal seemed to be every colour at once, red, grey, blue-green. Patterns came and went in a fraction of a second. Amid the patches of colour were veins of silver like glowing power lines. The animal hovered a few inches above the seafloor and then came forward to look at me. As I'd suspected from the surface, this creature was big, about 3 feet long. The arms roved and wandered, the colours came and went, and the animal moved forward and back. This animal was a giant cuttlefish. Cuttlefish are relatives of octopuses, but more closely